A class with Parisian sparkle. Let's start with an introduction. I'm not a motivational speaker nor a coach, so please forgive if I take my time to talk with you and I just needed the feel the yes, I felt the need to start recording what I've experienced, what I've learned in my journey about mental health and share with you. Then you do what you want with your health, and I'm not here to tell you medicaments are bad. Why the hell are you taking your pills? Throw everything into the bin. Go away. I'm just here to share with you some thoughts, and of course, if you want to give me your feedback, it will be most appreciated, and you can do that in my website through my email, which is antonella.barberini@gmail.com. Parisian Sparkle, of course, is my art name. I'm doing this in my spare time. I'm not a therapist. So we will start, and we are talking about mental health. We will start this evening with anxiety, what I've learned through my direct experience, especially in the last few years. I was not a victim of the Paris terror attacks that you heard on the media, but from January 2015 there has been more than one alert or fake alert in a very tense period of especially in January 2015 after the Charlie Hebdo, if you remember. So that event was life changing for me, and since then I had to deal with PTSD and reconsider all any domain of my life, all the patterns I was following, and I have been building in my youth since a child with my parents and my family in Italy. Now I'm living in France since 12 years now. And so, as for concerning anxiety, before I thought that being anxious was a trait of your character, that you were anxious and it was your fault. I mean, anxiety can lead to insomnia, to chronic stress, and other chronic disease, or it can be very invalidating, especially if you live nearby a big city. You have to take transportations, or in a touristic area full of foreigners, like the Parisian suburbs, which was in fact it was the main factor that led me here, was the multicultural, the melting pot. But then you understand, you finally realize that the melting pot is a joke. I mean, the cultures, the communities don't mix up. The Arabs stay with the Arabs, the Africans with the Africans, Chinese, and so on. I guess the rare Italian that goes with anybody, and I don't attend specifically Italian pizza parties. I tried in the beginning, this in 28, 29, when I arrived, but what I was really interested was really getting to know the French culture and possibly integrate, which is very, very challenging for a foreigner, for a stranger. But I tried, I assure, I promise, I tried. Anyway, once I understood that I could actually do something on anxiety, like changing my way to face issues, but because I have to tell you, anxiety is not a trait of character. You start building your anxiety when you are a child. It comes from your parents. It's actually, for me, it's the way you face the everyday issues or big issues, and the way actually you deal with problems in your life, in every domain. So I didn't get prepared from my father, from my mother, in the best way, in the healthier way, or the better way I would have liked to. I felt like, as a highly sensitive person, I really feel like I was thrown out in life, on the street, without any protection, without being prepared, without any tools. I didn't know self-respect. You have to know that in Italy, patriarchism is still there, and it's very easy to, as a daughter, as a woman, not to be taken in consideration or seriously as an adult. You can figure out, especially when you are a child or teenager. So what I can tell you more about this subject is that I've changed my way to face problems from in the last years. Actually, there is only one way that I can suggest you, and it's very easy said, easier said than done, is to be calm, is to stay calm. And this doesn't mean that you have to take pills to stay calm. It means that you have to do a job, a work on yourself. And I started then meditation and mindfulness. So yoga was very made a difference to me. So yoga, mindfulness, with the method of a French psychiatrist, Christophe André, was really what I needed. So in the next podcast, I will try to teach you what Christophe André use as method for being here and now. So the only solution that I can the only option that I can give you a solution is really going balanced and work on your overthinking, rumination, and self-talk. Be mindful of how you talk to yourself. A nice exercise that I did to better my self-talk and my self-esteem, which is also related with anxiety, because self-esteem is related with anything in life. For those who struggle with self-esteem, it is this. I saw this in a TEDx conference, so I will give you a way to you is to start up the day and say, and looking at the mirror and say, "Good morning, Antonella, I love you," looking into your eyes. Of course, you will say, "Good morning, whoever you are, I love you." This exercise is simple. It can be really a good start, a nice way to change your habits, to relate with yourself and with your attitude, with the life challenges. Because if you change your attitude toward you, of course, you will see how people will change, mirroring your new self-respect, your new self-image. Okay, so I assume that for this first podcast is fine, and I will see how to get on with the next topic on the self-help as a way to better understand the mental health issues, specifically related to the PTSD. I wish you a nice evening and speak and spot, I hope to spot you later.